Mr. President, I'm Rohingya from Rakhine State. We welcome this panel discussion. Root causes of violence and discrimination against Rohingya have been aggravated by the attempted coup. Nearly 600,000 Rohingyas remaining in Rakhine State face continuing genocide with the denial of citizenship, severe restrictions on fundamental freedoms. Over 130,000 Rohingyas in Rakhine State are largely cut off from crucial humanitarian aid. Hundreds of Rohingya have been arrested and convicted on false allegations for traveling outside their communities. Rohingya continue to risk their lives on high sea to escape the violence. The military attempted coup has also made conditions unsuitable for safe, voluntary, and dignified, sustainable return for Rohingya refugees. In this context, we are particularly concerned about the efforts with the support of the UN agencies to begin the process to return Rohingya refugees. Forced return to Rohingya while the architect of genocide continue to wage war against civilians is dangerous. UN and international community cannot risk the recurrence under the watch of the genocidal atrocities. Failure of the international community to hold military accountable for genocide against Rohingya is at the root of current crisis in Myanmar. The Rohingya holding the military perpetrators of the genocide against Rohingya accountable through incredible process, including ICC and ad hoc tribunal, is essential to end persecution of Rohingyas and other minorities in Myanmar. We call on UN member of a state to follow Argentina's example of to initiate a criminal proceeding under the principle of universal jurisdiction against perpetrators of genocide and to join the case before ICJ brought by Gambia. We also call on UN member of a state to ensure participation of Rohingya in all deliberation about their future and empower Rohingya to actively participate in international accountability processes. We urge international community to provide all necessary assistance to Bangladesh and to ensure protection of fundamental rights of Rohingya refugees in the country, including access to health, education, and other basic services. Thank you.